Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. One of the things I so appreciated in your book here is where the challenges, and Clara did this in the film too, but I feel like you did it with even greater detail, where, as I said before the break, her husband, the character Tony, was, you know, good looking, yeah, in great shape, very successful, and it all seemed to go to his head, and he acted so entitled. He was really not a great husband and father. But as Miss Clara, this mentor, this prayer mentor, was working with Elizabeth, she was really challenging her still to look at herself, because it's so easy to point the finger at somebody else for our troubles. And she says, she said, Clara had said to ask God for the truth. She said, discover the truth about God, who he is, how he works, how much he loves, and then you'll uncover the truth about yourself, your sin, and the ways you displease God. The truth about your life is always better to know, even if it hurts. And Chris, you and I have both seen this. It's like, yeah, the idea of sin is almost, it's just not popular to talk about. You know, in fact, the gospel in many ways has become a self-improvement message. Mm-hmm. And Louis Giglio said, you know, our sin doesn't make us bad, it makes us dead. I mean, we really have to know that we have a need. But what's good news is we have a Savior. So I want you to talk about the process of that reality, that we have a need. Even when we're saved, we've got to be willing to look at our stuff. Yes. Even if someone else's stuff seems bigger than ours, you know?
Well, and that is the trap. And it's, you know, it's so easy to fall into, because a lot of people listening right now probably have a spouse who's doing the same kind of things that Tony was doing, you know, and there are faults there. But the bottom line is, you can't change anybody but yourself. And you can't even change yourself in that sense. It takes God to do a work in you. You cannot change your spouse. You can influence that spouse by your own behavior. And that's exactly what Elizabeth does. Her heart softens toward her husband. She sees all of the sin. There is no difference between Tony before she starts the prayer and Tony after she starts. There's no difference in him. He is still doing the same kind of stuff. It's her reaction to him. Mm. It's her kindness and her love. It reminds me of the Romans passage that says, do you despise the richness or the riches of God's kindness, restraint, and patience, not recognizing that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance? I find that it is this kind of self-sacrifice, self-giving of one's self to another, this trying to look at it through the lens of, you know, through how they're walking. That kind of kindness is going to stop people in their tracks, and they'll say, what in the world? What in the world are you thinking, treating me that way? And that's, again, that's what Tony does. He comes to the end of himself. He gets on his knees because Elizabeth is loving him in the middle of his own struggle.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.